that debt ceiling isn't the only thing Congress can't seem to agree on. Last week, lawmakers failed to pass a bill reauthorizing the Federal Aviation Administration. You know, the FAA, the people who run airports. Republicans want to end a $16 million airline subsidy program known as Essential Air Service, or EAS. This was enacted after airlines were deregulated to ensure that they would fly to remote communities. Republicans say most of those communities aren't remote anymore. Democrats say the real stumbling block is a GOP proposal making it tougher for airport employees to unionize. But while they face off, about 4,000 FAA workers are furloughed. The FAA is losing $30 million a day in airfare taxes the agency can't collect. And dozens of airport construction projects are on hold or about to be shut down. Let's take a look at one. Harold Van Leeuwen is the manager at Bemidji Regional Airport in northwestern Minnesota. They have a $9 million airport rehab project. But Harold, what's happened?
Well, right now, we're kind of playing, if you want to call it Russian roulette with this thing. We can't really stop. As you pointed out, we're in northern Minnesota. We head into temperatures that are 30 and 40 below, and I've got a 60-foot hole through the middle of my building up here. So what we're doing is hoping they resolve this thing within the next 30 days so we can continue the contractor after that. After that point, it becomes problematic for us because the money that passes down through the grants has to be executed by somebody at the FAA level, and they're not in those offices to do that.
They're furloughed, as we said.
That's correct.
Well, in Traverse City, Michigan, a 30-year-old air traffic control tower was being replaced. That project's been halted. It was only about 40% completed.
Correct.
Other, you know, people who are traveling this summer might notice other projects. There's one in Las Vegas at McCarran International Airport. They've been told they have about a week to wrap up their work. What were you trying to do at Bemidji Regional Airport?
Well, we were accommodating. We were in the process, as many people saw, Delta recently announced a change in their airport structure and what they're going to serve different airports with and how they're going to do that. And that overlapped into that EAS discussion that you also indicated. It's smaller, more remote airports like us, which are 4 hours drive in the summer to the nearest jet port where we can get air service, which is Minneapolis. In the winter, that's about a 6 or 8 hour drive. We have to accommodate jet traffic now. And our buildings were not built to do that. They were built to handle 9 to 19 passenger aircraft, and we're now talking about 50 to 100 passenger aircraft that we have to handle. So we had to expand the building considerably. It was 25 years old, the building, and we had to accommodate the security changes that went along with that. The other part is that we're all facing a demographics issue, and the demographics is our population is getting older. And if you can imagine loading people my age, which are in the middle of our life at 63 years old, onto airplanes in ice and snow up slippery steps, or worse yet, in wheelchairs exposed to the elements in northern Minnesota. We needed to add a jet bridge, boarding bridges, and most of us do to accommodate that demographic shift also. Those are the projects that we're going to have to put on hold.
Well, the reason we even know about what you're doing there is that we have a colleague who traveled through there, and he said, you know, heaps of Midwestern hospitality at your airport, but a lot of disarray, and employees complaining about the construction. At turns, they have to deal with hot summer days without air conditioning, and then, as you said, looking forward to an extremely cold winter, maybe without proper heat. A lot of them wondering what's going on, so I'm sure you're having to deal with that. But you mentioned Delta. And that's your, I believe that's your only major carrier at the Bemidji Regional Airport?
That is correct.
And you mentioned that the Republicans are wanting to end this subsidy that was enacted in the 70s when airlines were deregulated to make sure that carriers like Delta went to far-flung airports still. So they were subsidized. I think by some accounts, Republicans say it's $1,000 a passenger in some areas. They say that a lot of these airports aren't remote anymore, and they want to restrict those subsidies to, I think, outside of 90 minutes from a major hub. But to further complicate things for you, right now Delta isn't asking for those subsidies, but Delta has said they might drop service to you unless they get a subsidy. So here's Delta asking for a subsidy they don't even already have. How does this debate affect you?
The Republican change doesn't affect us because it's a 90-minute, 90-mile discussion versus a 70-minute, 70-mile discussion. And we're, like I said, 4 hours away.
So. Yeah, so you're far enough away. You're definitely far-flung, yeah.
We really are what they say, far-flung and remote. Paul Bunyan wasn't by accident that he lived up here. But they have to do that change, and they need to do it.
Well, I can understand your point of view, but I can also hear from someone saying, easy for Harold Van Leeuwen of the Bemidji Regional Airport to say, because he is 4 hours from a major hub,
exactly.
I don't want to drive that 90 minutes, you know.
Sure, blame him.
Yeah, I want my flights to be subsidized, even though my airport is maybe 90 minutes from a major hub. Yeah. So I can hear what the debate is. But what about the debate from the Democratic side? They're balking at the proposed change in union rules. Now, in the past, you could vote to join a union, yes or no, but if you didn't cast a vote at all, it was counted as a no vote.
Yeah.
That was recently changed.
Yeah.
Now you have to vote yes or no. A non-vote doesn't count at all. Now, Republicans want to go back to a non-vote being counted as a no vote. Of course, that means that there are more no votes. Does that part of the debate mean anything to you? Is your airport unionized?
Two of my employees are unionized. The process in Minnesota is pretty straightforward. When they unionized about 5 years ago, it wasn't a problem.
Yeah, so this doesn't affect
you. It doesn't affect us, and I really don't have an opinion on that. I just don't see that as being something that should be involved in the FAA authorization bill. It's a little bit too parochial, that discussion, to be in this. It's not helping the FAA authorization bill at all.
Well, and that's the point. The FAA reauthorization bill is pretty much, completely held up. We're hearing nobody's even coming to the table to talk about it, and it's been completely overshadowed, certainly, by the debt ceiling. What does that do for an airport manager in Bemidji, Minnesota?
It frustrates us. And on top of that, we managed to shoot ourselves in the foot out here in Minnesota because we shut the state government down for 3 weeks over similar kind of discussions until the people kind of said enough's enough, and we talked and got everybody back to the table. You know, we're coming out of a 3-week shutdown of state government. So you really need to sit down and get this done. We're on our 22nd, I think, or now we're not, we're out of it, but the 22nd extension of the FAA authorization bill. It just isn't that hard to solve the problem if they sat down and decided what the priorities were and looked at it.
Harold Van Leeuwen, as we said, manager of the Bemidji Regional Airport in northwestern Minnesota, waiting to hear how Congress will act on the FAA reauthorization bill. Harold, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Robin. And come join the Northern Tier sometime and visit.
Despite construction signs.
As they said, we're friendly and we have Paul Bunyan.
There you go. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.